As we get ready to celebrate the birth of the Lord, the church gives us these two readings, fidelity, God's fidelity. David was settled in his palace and he said, you know, but look to Nathan, look. You know, the Lord only has a tent and I got a great big palace. Nathan said, well, whatever the Lord tells you, that's what you should do. But that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, in effect, you're not going to build me a house. I'm going to build you a house, the house of David. And then he goes on to say, well, remember, David, you were a shepherd boy. I made you king. I gave you victory over all your enemies, starting with Goliath. And so, and I've been with you and made you great. Well, he's still great, isn't he? Everybody knows about David. And so, I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them, so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. We may be seeing the final fulfillment of that, you know, in Israel today. That's Jewish land now. Hadn't been for a long time. One of the theologians, Yves Congar, said, the Jews were invited to learn that you can't keep the law without grace, but they didn't get it. Now they can learn you can't keep the land without grace. If you're not, so that it's the faithful in Israel who protect them now. For how long? Up to God. But it could well be that a profound conversion of the Jews is not far off, maybe about a year or so. And so, you see, so after having said all that, the Lord says to David, you're not going to build me a house, I'm going to build you a house. And while there is no descendant of David in a ruling position right now in Israel, it will probably happen. And that will mean a profound shift in the whole history of the world. God has not forgotten the Jews. And we'll just have to wait and see. We'll either be here, or we'll be in the hereafter, but we'll see it. That's why it's important to pray for them. Now, we have for our gospel this song of Zechariah. You remember who Zechariah is, right? He couldn't even speak for 9 months, and now he's singing. Because of the fulfillment of the word of the Lord that came to him. So blessed be the Lord, blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. And so this is now the beginning of the fulfillment of the word we just read in the first reading, the word of the Lord through Nathan to David. And so that's why when our Lord was walking around Israel, people would call out, Jesus, son of David. You remember how many times? Well, if you read it, you'll see that. Jesus, Messiah. Jesus, the one fulfilling the promise made to David 1,200 years ago. And so, one lesson from that is, if the Lord promises you something, hang on to it. It will be fulfilled. And so then, and what are we free to do? Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. That's what it's all about. So we have this gospel as we prepare for the mystical coming of Jesus Christ. I say this 100 times every Advent, don't I? But I mean, this isn't like Washington's birthday or something, you know. This is the body of Christ remembering, that is making present again, remembering the birth of the Messiah among us. That means that he's always present to us. How many masses are being said today all over the world with these exact same readings, getting us ready? And if we will let him get us ready, we'll praise him tonight with real understanding and not worrying about, you know, the turkey, just this. And that will bless the world. That will bless the world. Even the world that hates him will start to realize who he is.